Now on to page 11. So page 11, we have the A minor chord. So if you look at the diagram, it has your second finger going right there on that second fret of the fourth string. So it sounds like this. It has a minor sound, kind of like sadder, slightly gloomier sound than the regular major chords that we've been playing, like C. Even G7 and C7 sound kind of more major than they do minor, because they sound a little bit happier or more hopeful than the A minor chord sounds. Whenever you have that little M written in the chord, that means minor. It's important to notice that when switching from chords like the A minor chord to F, you're really just putting down one finger to get that F chord. And then you're keeping that first finger when you're switching to the G7 chord, because you're lifting this finger up, and then you're putting these two fingers, fingers 2 and 3, down on the frets for the G7. So once again, when you're switching chords like that, we can go from A minor to F to G7. Okay, now let's play song number 21, starting on the C chord. And we're also going to be using our new strumming pattern for this one. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4. Now on page 12, we are going to be playing Sweet Betsy from Pike. So this song, it has a pickup note, so there's just one note that comes before we come in with the first chord. But for this song, we're counting the beats a little bit differently from the other songs that we played so far. So this one, it has a different time signature because you can see that it has the 3/4. That's a 3/4 time signature. So it's different from our usual 4/4 time signature, which was where we were just playing 4 strums per measure. This one is going to be 3 strums per measure, or just 3 beats for each measure. So we don't actually have to strum 3 times for each measure, but I'm going to do that for this song. There's a couple different ways to play it, so we could do like a 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. Or what we're going to be doing for this song is 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. Let's try this one out. Since it's in counts of 3, the chord changes are going to come a little bit quicker than what we've been playing usually. So here we go. I'm going to count it off, but I'm going to count it off in 3.
1, 2, 3, ready, set. Oh, don't you remember Sweet Betsy from Pike? Across the library with her husband Ike, went to Yoke Cattleman once, but it tall Shanghai rooster
Page 13, learning to play single notes. So on this page, we are going to learn how to play and read the music for single notes. So far, we've been playing only chords, but now we get to take a look at how to play melodies, just like the last song where we had the melody line written into the music. We are going to be reading some music notes. So our first note is going to be our open C. And you're going to pluck it with your thumb, or you know, you could use your pointer finger or a pick if you want to. I would recommend using your thumb to pluck it like this. So I'm just kind of plucking it like that and making sure my left-hand fingers aren't touching the strings so that I can let the note ring out. Yeah. And remember, that note looks like this on the musical staff. We also have something new called a quarter note rest. Quarter note rest is basically just like a quarter note, just like that C right there, only it is just a rest that happens for the same amount of time. So it's just like a one beat of rest. We also have something called half notes, and half notes get two counts. So that means that you play the note and you count to two. One, two. Instead of just playing one, you're gonna hold it out for two beats if you see a half note. So here is the song, The Seven Seas, number 23 on page 13. So let's play this one. And we're not strumming all the strings this time for the chords. We are gonna be playing just single notes. And that note is gonna be C. So here we go. Here's the seven C's. One, and two, and three, and four. So I was doing a little shh during that quarter note rest. So let's look at number 24, which is half notes happen. So this one has the half notes in it. Let's give it a try. One, and two, and three, and four. Okay, now let's look at the next song, which is going to be 2 plus 1. So here we go. 1 and 2 and 3 and 4. Awesome.
Check out all of our online video tutorials. Visit www.musicfunbooks.com. See our entire collection of books at amazon.com/author/Newman.
Page 14. Let's kick it up a notch with some fretted single notes. So right here we have the note D, and it looks like this on the music. And when it shows that note, you need to put your second finger on the second fret of the third string. So this one right here. So it's on the same string that that open C note is on. Make sure you're plucking that string. So you're pressing down just like you would press with a chord, and you're plucking the note. And D should sound like that. So now let's try the song Dandy D Notes. One, and two, and three, and four. One and two and three and four. Okay, so you'll probably notice that I sometimes put my fingers down on the fretboard or on the strings during those rests, just to stop the sound of the ukulele. Since it's a rest, I kind of like to just stop the sound of the instrument to make it an actual silence. Anyways, let's look at number 27, Skateboard Sam. So this has the note C and the note D. One, two, three, and four. So something that I should mention is that for single notes, I like to kind of have my hand or my wrist kind of like anchored or like just placed right just in one spot. I kind of just keep my hand right here so that my fingers have a lot of control for playing these single notes. It's not really the same as what I would do if I was playing chords, because for chords, my wrist is really loose. It's kind of moving all over the place like this. So for single notes, instead of doing that kind of thing, I am holding my wrist against the ukulele like this. Now let's try Catch That Note, number 28 on page 14. One, two, three, and four. One, two, three, and four. Okay, so let's look at a new note, which is E. It's gonna be our open E string. So this is actually another open note. As you can see from the diagram, it shows kind of a zero above the frets here. That means that it's gonna be open E. So make sure that your left hand fingers are out of the way to play this note, which I am playing with my first finger down here. You can use your thumb if you want to, or a pick, but I would recommend using your first finger, so try that out. I like to use my first finger because I have my thumb ready to play notes on this string, and my first finger to play notes on this string. Now let's look at easy E notes. So this one has that open E, and it also has second finger D, and it has the open C notes. Here we go. One, and two, and three, and four. Now let's look at the next one, Couch Potato. One, two, and three, and four. two, and three, and four. Alright everyone, on page 15 we have a new note. This is first finger F on the E string, the same open string we've been playing. We are going to put our first finger on the first fret of that same string. So, sounds like this. So that is your F. So let's check this out. We have the song Funny F Notes. So here we go. One, two, and three, and four. One, two, and three, and four. Let's look at the next song. Here we go, starting on our open E string. One, two, three, and four. One, two, three, and four. Now we have another new note, which is G, third finger on the third fret of that same string. It's the E string. It's our second string right here. So it should sound like this. And for these notes that are up here, see, you can play it this way. You can play it with all your fingers down still. So I'm playing mine like this. Now let's play the song G Wiz. One, two, and three, and four. One, and two, and three, and four. Now let's try the song Campfire. One, two, three, and four. One, two, three, and four.
Check out all of our online video tutorials. Visit www.musicfunbooks.com. See our entire collection of books at amazon.com/author/Newman.